Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Steve. You look so deep in your thoughts. What's the matter with you?
Oh, hi, Karen. It's so good that I have met you. I have been looking for you, actually.
Why? What's up?
Remember, I decided to take part in the exchange program?
Yes, of course.
So, I'll spend the next term in Russia. It's going to be a city somewhere in the central part of Russia. It's called Kirov, but the locals call it Vyadka.
Congratulations! I was an AFS student in Russia too, though I stayed in Kazan. In fact, it's not that far from Kirov, I believe. We should look at the map.
That's great, Karen. I do hope you can give me some useful tips on my future trip.
I'll be only happy to help you. What would you like to know?
As far as I understand, I don't have to worry about how I will get to my destination. Am I right?
Yes, you are. You'll be met at the airport in Moscow, and there will be a transfer to Kirov. Your accommodation is already settled upon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'm going to stay with a family with two kids. One of them is my age, and I'm going to study in the same class with him.
I think that's very convenient. He may sit next to you and help you when you need it. This way, you'll get used to your new life much quicker.
What about clothes? Should I pack warm clothes?
Oh, winters are harsh there. I strongly advise you take a lot of warm clothes and footwear.
Okay. Will my mobile phone work there?
It'll work fine, but I had to change the operator to save my money. It was cheaper that way. I think your host family will help you there.
Okay. Did you have to use public transport?
Well, I got to school by a city bus. I found public transport in Russia to be quite good, rather cheap, and easy to use, though sometimes overcrowded.
Did you use the taxi service at all?
Sometimes. It's not that expensive.
Okay. Is there anything else I need to know?
Let me think. You will need a converter with you for your electrical items.
Thank you. Now I feel much better about my upcoming adventure.
Don't worry, you'll be fine. You'll enjoy it, believe me.
I hope so. Look, I've got to go. See you later.
Bye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Steve. You look so deep in your thoughts. What's the matter with you?
Oh, hi, Karen. It's so good that I have met you. I have been looking for you, actually.
Why? What's up?
Remember, I decided to take part in the exchange program?
Yes, of course.
So, I'll spend the next term in Russia. It's going to be a city somewhere in the central part of Russia. It's called Kirov, but the locals call it Vyadka.
Congratulations! I was an AFS student in Russia too, though I stayed in Kazan. In fact, it's not that far from Kirov, I believe. We should look at the map.
That's great, Karen. I do hope you can give me some useful tips on my future trip.
I'll be only happy to help you. What would you like to know?
As far as I understand, I don't have to worry about how I will get to my destination. Am I right?
Yes, you are. You'll be met at the airport in Moscow, and there will be a transfer to Kirov. Your accommodation is already settled upon, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I'm going to stay with a family with two kids. One of them is my age, and I'm going to study in the same class with him.
I think that's very convenient. He may sit next to you and help you when you need it. This way, you'll get used to your new life much quicker.
What about clothes? Should I pack warm clothes?
Oh, winters are harsh there. I strongly advise you take a lot of warm clothes and footwear.
Okay. Will my mobile phone work there?
It'll work fine, but I had to change the operator to save my money. It was cheaper that way. I think your host family will help you there.
Okay. Did you have to use public transport?
Well, I got to school by a city bus. I found public transport in Russia to be quite good, rather cheap, and easy to use, though sometimes overcrowded.
Did you use the taxi service at all?
Sometimes. It's not that expensive.
Okay. Is there anything else I need to know?
Let me think. You will need a converter with you for your electrical items.
Thank you. Now I feel much better about my upcoming adventure.
Don't worry, you'll be fine. You'll enjoy it, believe me.
I hope so. Look, I've got to go. See you later.
Bye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.